Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. And from
The Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays, 7 p.m.
on G10Radio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure, and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing, nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway, but if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones, and I'm joined in the studio today with Miss Shayna Jones Esquire.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Renee.
Thank you for being here. Well, don't let the Esquire fool you. Miss Shayna has other talents. Shayna is one of those, yeah, we're about to exercise. We'll do a whole nother show for your folks that like to go, yeah, we're going to exercise. This is not that episode, but we will do one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Miss Shayna has other talents that are health and fitness, and tell us about that.
I try. So as Renee told you, my first trade is as an attorney, but I am also a NASM certified personal trainer, the National Academy of Sports Medicine, because I was an overweight girl and I decided I was going to get in shape because I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to live my best life. And as I was going through that journey, I decided I wanted to try to help others, and I wanted to increase my skills and learn more, so I got my certification.
So this is about making sure that you're exercising correctly.
Mm-hmm. And breathing. I'm sorry, breathing.
Oh, God.
I know you have a show on breathing.
I do. I don't have a show on breathing. Breathing. We're going to do a show on breathing.
Okay.
Because even when I do yoga, I can't keep up. It's like right, left, up, down. I cannot get it together. Does breathing help with the quality of my workout?
It absolutely will. It absolutely will, because you need oxygen to do everything, but you particularly are going to need it as you're powering your muscles to lose weight, to get in shape, to stay fit. you're going to want to make sure that you're taking an adequate amount of breath. And most of us don't. Most of us are doing shallow breathing as opposed to deep breathing. And that's often what you need to do regularly, but you definitely need that when you're exercising.
All right, we're going to do a whole show on breathing.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
So, folks need to be worried about injury. We're not going to go into a whole long thing, but if I'm not doing heel-toe correctly, mm-hmm. am I in risk of any kind of injury?
One of the biggest things that you can do to avoid an injury is to stretch before you do any type of exercise.
Okay.
That's going to get your muscles loose. So, I would say with the walking, unless you're doing something like Olympic level power walking,
no,
you're pretty much going to be okay. You may get some stiff muscles thereafter if you haven't been working those muscles at all, but you're likely not going to injure yourself because we walk all the time.
Right.
You're just putting a little bit more effort into it.
So I do an hour walk.
Okay.
I usually get about 3 miles in an hour.
That's great.
Sometimes when I'm doing it for a while, I can get it down to 45 minutes, but let's stick with an hour.
Okay.
Okay, I get an hour in.
Right.
I usually do 5 minutes of warm up.
Okay.
And 5 minutes of warm down.
Okay.
Is that enough?
That's likely sufficient because walking is a low intensity exercise.
Okay.
I would say to do some stretching beforehand.
I do try to do the stretching.
Okay.
It's probably not as much. So how much, if I'm doing a 5 minute warm up walk and a 5 minute warm down.
Mm-hmm.
How much? So I usually do some leg stretches, but it's usually kind of over in like 10 seconds.
I would say do a stretch for at least a count of 20, and 30 seconds is better.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that now, for each leg or that's the whole stretch?
Well, it depends upon the type of stretching that you're doing. You can do some stretches where it's both legs at the same time if you're trying to cut down on time.
Okay.
You know, you can do some combined stretching.
So how do I do that? I hold both legs at one time?
It depends upon the type of stretch you're doing.
So I'm pretty much holding, grabbing my ankle and pulling it up to my buttocks, holding it up. Sometimes if there's something there that I could put my foot up on, I'll stretch it by putting it up on a wall or something.
The type of stretch that it sounds like you're talking about as the first one is a hamstring stretch. And you can do a double leg hamstring stretch where you're not kneeling down on the ground, but you're closer to the ground. Your hamstrings are pivoted forward.
Okay.
Those are, stretches are kind of difficult to talk about on air. They really kind of need to be something that you see. But
right.
You can do a double leg hamstring stretch. You can do a double leg quad stretch.
Okay, so these are terms that my listeners can go Google and find something on YouTube.
Absolutely.
To see how to do it.
Great tip. So any stretches you're thinking about doing, you can find an example of how to do it properly on YouTube.
Okay.
You can also find an example of how to do it properly on bodybuilding.com. Great site.
Okay.
Right? Maybe more advanced than what a lot of your listeners are trying to do, but it may be something that you're building toward.
Right.
But YouTube is a great place to start.
Okay.
For stretches.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like if we're talking about exercising in form, mm-hmm. then we're talking about breathing.
Right.
Stretching.
Absolutely.
Warm up.
Yes.
That pesky little core thing again, holding in the core.
Yes.
And what was the other thing?
Cool down.
Cool
and
down.
A stretch thereafter.
This is a lot.
It's not a lot. It sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot.
Okay.
And let me also say this. We talk about what's a lot and what's not a lot. Is it more work to be unhealthy and have to take medication and constantly be in your doctor's office? Or is it really less work to take the time to do the preventative steps?
In my mind, I have my finger down my throat doing the throw up sign. I do not like to exercise. It's ugh. I mean, I can do the diet thing, the exercise. There's those of us. I did a whole show on this.
Okay.
And I said, we're going to talk about exercise. And there's folks like me that go, ugh, exercise.
Right.
And then it's folks like you that go, yeah, we're going to exercise.
Right.
Well, you are officially in the, yeah, we're going to exercise. And
I am
officially in the, the exercise. So the only thing that motivates me to get out there is my doctor and my health.
Right.
I just need to know what I can do fast, what I can do that's effective, and I want to make sure that I'm doing good so I don't hurt myself and I make the most of it.
then you need to do those things we talked about. If you're going to walk, or really any exercise, you need to breathe well.
Breathe.
You need to warm up.
Warm up.
You need to stretch before and after.
Stretch and core. Hold in the core.
And core work.
Okay. That's four steps, but I think we can handle that.
All right.
I speak for my people. My people are the people who do not like to exercise.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health.